Welcome to Nourish Your Biblical Roots Special Edition. I'm Caleb Burrows with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, and I'll be your host on today's podcast. We're broadcasting from NRB, the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. During our time here, we'll be talking with special guests on a variety of topics, especially as they relate to Israel, the current situation there, and the work of the fellowship. Today, I have the honor of welcoming to the podcast Ohad Roth and Anat Landa from the Jerusalem Development Authority. They're part of the Israeli delegation here at NRB, sponsored by the Israel Ministry of Tourism. They're responsible for maximizing tourism to the city of Jerusalem, providing visitors with a spiritual, cultural, and a culinary experience. Welcome to the podcast. First off, tell me a little bit about the Jerusalem Development Authority, the mission, and why you were drawn to working there.
So the JDA is it's a joint venture between the municipality and the government. The mayor is the chairman of the JDA. It's the short of the Jerusalem Development Authority. And we're getting all the funds from the government. We have one role, and one role only, to develop the city of Jerusalem. And we are here in the head of the tourism sector. I'm director of incoming tourism. And Anat, she's...
the convention bureau director.
And how long have you both worked with the JDA?
I have been around for 7 years now.
Okay.
I'm almost 7 years.
So you guys are veterans. According to the JDA website, Jerusalem's one of the strongest tourism brands in the whole world. How would you each describe Jerusalem's brand and what makes it unique?
Well, there's no other city in the world like Jerusalem.
Definitely.
And what makes it so different is a mix of ancient and modern together. 3,000 years of history, and you can walk around the streets and see it in your eyes and have, for conferences and events, for example, have your venue location in an 1500 old citadel or 3000 year old quarry. And this is what makes the city so different and so beautiful. And I'm biased, but I think it's the best city in the world, the most beautiful city in the world.
Well, I wouldn't argue with you. I was there a few years ago. You're walking along and you're almost in the Bible, but then you can go buy your daughter a Coca-Cola shirt in Hebrew.
Yeah.
And then get back to Bible stuff. Yeah. It's both worlds. Yeah.
When you walk in the street of Jerusalem, you have the east side, so it's brand, it's new, the new city. But when you're going to the other side, it's you see the whole history. It's 3,000 years of stones, and it's amazing. Every time we're walking the city, you'll be amazed. But sometimes I don't believe that this is my job.
You guys have the dream job. With the pandemic, and then especially in the wake of October 7th,
yeah.
It's probably been challenging.
It was very challenging because the pandemic it's a global crisis. And here, all the tourism stopped, airlines stopped flying to Israel. That's why we're here. We want to promote the city. We want to promote Israel, to help Israel to promote itself. And to us, tell the people that it's safe to come to Jerusalem. Don't go to the north, of course. Don't go to the Gaza Strip. But you can come to Jerusalem. You can come to Tel Aviv. Totally safe.
Sold me. So this is JDA's first time here at NRB.
Yes, yes.
What are you all getting out of that so far?
I'm amazed to see all the love. Really.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to see that. I'm going to choosing conferences around the world, but here is the first time that we'll be coming to the U.S. and you see all the love that Israel is getting. Let people know that they can come.
So most of the people we meet here have groups, and they've been to Israel and Jerusalem many, many times, but here we are telling them for the first time that you can actually receive a financial grant if you hold a conference in the city. And this is something they haven't really thought about. They haven't done it in their, activities. So it's like trying to shift them to think differently of how to plan their trips, to extend it and maybe host a conference. Just to share about the financial grant, this is a grant that goes from $30,000 up to $130,000. And
okay.
It's significant to religious conferences, definitely.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing that. So each of you, if you had to take a visitor to one place in Jerusalem, what would that be for each of you?
It's like choosing which child is your favorite.
Exactly. You can go to the Tzidkiyahu cave. You can go all the way down and you feel what is it to live inside the cave. You have the brand new National Library, amazing building. You can see books from 300, more than 300 years ago. Whenever you go in Jerusalem, you can find what to do and where to go.
Thank you both so much. I know you have other meetings to get to, but thank you for taking time out to speak today.
Thank you very much.
You've made me excited for my next visit to Jerusalem.